Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Today we're looking at a book titled The Teachings of Harold B. Lee. Now, Eric, Harold B. Lee is the one president that at least gets two books given away as Christmas gifts by the First Presidency. This one was given away for Christmas of 2015. It was a book published in 1996. Harold B. Lee has a lot of interesting statements, but in yesterday's show, we were going through Talmadge's book, The House of the Lord. And this first quote that we're going to look at kind of ties in with Talmadge's book, and it has to do with Latter-day Saints being married in a temple. Temple marriage is essential for the Latter-day Saint if they hope to receive eternal exaltation in the next life. What does Harold B. Lee say on page 244?
Satan does not want us to marry in the temple. The devil knows if he can get a girl to marry out of the church or to marry one who is not a member of the church or outside of the temple, he knows that after this life, there will be no increase, and he has won a great victory.
So what does that mean to us outside of the church when he uses language like this? He knows, speaking of Satan, he knows that after this life, there will be no increase, and he has won a great victory. Well, the increase, I have to assume from the context, and some of these books are, it's a little bit difficult to get a context because it's just a lot of quotations regurgitated on the page. But do you think, Eric, he's referring to the doctrine of eternal increase? In other words, the ability to procreate throughout eternity. And of course, Mormons believe that we are the byproduct of God the Father procreating with the one Mormons believe to be Heavenly Mother. And as we've discussed in other shows, when polygamy was certainly quite popular in the Mormon church, you had Mormon leaders teaching that not only that we are the offspring of God the Father, but also one of His wives, or Heavenly Mothers, plural. That's not really emphasized so much anymore as it was during the 19th century. But being married in a temple and being able to procreate throughout eternity certainly is the goal of many Latter-day Saints. I've talked personally with a lot of members of the church that were looking forward to the ability to procreate throughout eternity. But he has other things to say about the subject of marriage. For instance, what does he say on page 234?
We have always said, in effect, that if you plan a marriage to someone outside the church, you had better count the cost. When the children come along, there will come a contest, and if it results in a quarrel, they might say, just let them grow up and make their own choice. In that case, you let children grow up with no choice. The fact is that they will be wholly irreligious. So we try to say it will be wise for Mormons to marry Mormons. Therein is the safest course.
Well, first of all, let's just harp on the fact that Harold B. Lee has violated the style guide on their official website by using the word Mormons to describe members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Again, it only strengthens our position that this pet peeve that Russell M. Nelson had when he became president in early 2018 and emphasized later in August of 2018 and then again in October of 2018, that there are certain things you should not call members of the church. And one of those names is you should not be called Mormons. You should not refer to yourself as a Mormon, and you don't refer to other members as Mormons. Here we have Harold B. Lee in a book given away as a Christmas gift by the First Presidency, referring to members of the church as Mormons. So we try to say it will be wise for Mormons to marry Mormons. Therein is the safest course. Now, Eric, I don't think you nor would I have any problem with what he's trying to get across here. As a Christian, and of course raising kids in my household, I always emphasize and told them that I was praying for a Christian mate. I wanted them to not only have the intimacy of being married, but also the intimacy of marrying a Christian spouse, because they can share in that faith and have a relationship with Christ simultaneously. So when he says that members should not plan to marry someone outside of the church, I agree there would be, for the member, a huge cost. And when he says when the children come along, there will come a contest, and if it results in a quarrel, they might say, just let them grow up and make their own choice. In that case, you let children grow up with no choice. It also, I think, causes problems. If you marry outside of the church, there's going to be a difference as to how that child is going to be raised to begin with. If you were to marry outside of the church, let's say with someone who has no faith whatsoever, you can see how that's going to cause a conflict. If you're an evangelical thinking of marrying a member of the LDS church, imagine what's going to happen when kids come along. How are those children going to be raised as far as their religious beliefs are concerned?
We've seen it happen a number of times, Bill, and it oftentimes leads to disaster. Oftentimes, a Christian who dates a Mormon ends up getting married to that Mormon and ends up joining the church. And there are terrible consequences for an evangelical Christian. You have to really own your own faith and understand that. But even to date a Latter-day Saint, now, other leaders from the church have said not to even date outside of their faith, and I would agree with them. We have an article on our website called Should a Christian Date a Mormon? And you can go there by clicking onto mrm.org/dateamormon with hyphens. We're very strong on this, but the idea that Mormons ought to marry Mormons, we would agree with that, because just think about it. If you were to marry a Latter-day Saint, as you're talking about, Bill, and you're going to remain a Christian, that's going to cause conflicts for those children, and there's going to be lots of arguments that are going to take place because you went ahead and did something that you shouldn't have done.
Well, Harold B. Lee continues this thought on page 235. What does he say there?
Some of you may decide to marry out of the church with the secret hope of converting your companion to your religious views. Your chances for happiness in your married life are far greater if you make that conversion before marriage. And Bill, this is talking about missionary dating, and I think some people think that that is okay. So I would agree with him on this. You should not be in a dating relationship in the hopes that by getting that person to get married, somehow you're going to be able to convert them along the way.
Yeah, it goes both ways, too. And again, I've often asked Christians who are involved with Latter-day Saints in a romantic relationship. I say, okay, now you have no desire to convert to Mormonism, correct? And they would say, oh, no, I would never convert to Mormonism. I says, okay, now, if you really love this gal, okay, if you really love this girl, wouldn't you want her to be happy, even though you may disagree with her theological beliefs, but yet you're going to get involved in a relationship where you're going to purposely, by remaining an evangelical Christian and not converting to Mormonism, you're going to cause her heartache because, according to her beliefs, you really need to convert because in Mormonism, exaltation is a team effort. A husband and wife are both necessary. Why would you do that to someone if you really love them? And so even though I don't agree with Mormon theology, I would think that that would tend to show something wrong with your love for that individual, that you're willing to put them through that kind of pain in their marriage relationship.
One of the arguments you might hear from somebody who is a Christian dating a Latter-day Saint, and I've heard this used, is, well, Mormons are Christian too. And yet we've dealt with that a lot because the idea that Mormonism and Christianity are two different religions is very plain. Just listen to the show that we produce here on a weekly basis and you'll see all of those differences. We love Latter-day Saints. We just disagree with their theology. And so to think that you're on the same plane, you'll find out real fast because if you don't join the church by getting baptized and then waiting a year so you can get married inside the temple, then you don't have the ability to get the very best that the religion has to offer.
Now, Harold B. Lee, also in this book, and we're going to be looking at page 238, he gives us the prime reason of what marriage is all about. Now, as Eric reads this, I want you to be thinking, do we read anything like this in the New Testament?
The prime purpose of marriage is to provide mortal bodies for God's spirit children. You young men must ever keep in mind that your lovely companion is possessed of finer sensibilities than you, and if your private conduct is brutal or beastly, bitterness and even disgust may drive out of her heart the affection and regard she once held for you. Both of you must remember that the prime purpose of your marriage under God's command is to build the bridge from the eternity of spirits to mortality, over which God's spirit children might come into mortal bodies. Your failure to remember that revealed truth will be your failure to attain the highest bliss in married life.
Now, I ask the question once again, where do you read in the New Testament that our prime purpose for being married is to provide mortal bodies for God's spirit children? The reason why you're not going to find that in the New Testament is very simple. There's nowhere in the New Testament that even hints that there are spirit children waiting to take on mortal bodies in the first place. This is a unique doctrine of Mormonism. It's not something that Jesus taught. It's not something that the apostles taught. You won't find it in the Gospels. You won't find it in the epistles. But yet it is a major doctrine of Mormonism, that we all existed prior to our mortality as a spirit child of God, that we are the result of a physical union between God and Heavenly Mother. We're the product of that physical union.
If you're an evangelical Christian and you haven't heard of that before, pre-existence or pre-mortality, you ought to know about this. It's a very important aspect of Mormonism. You can go to CrashCourseMormonism.com, and we have a whole article. That's 1,000 words on pre-existence, but understand what this is about, because in Mormonism, where you are today is based on what you did in the pre-existence, and that your purpose then is to bring these spirit children down onto the earth. That is not anything that is taught in the Bible.
Now, as you can tell in this series, we've been talking about a lot of citations, quotations from leaders in the LDS Church, and we have an offer going on right now if you'd like to be of help to us in supporting this radio ministry.
Yeah, for a generous gift of any size, we are going to send you a PDF copy of Bill's In Their Own Words, which is a compilation of LDS citations that's about 400 pages in length. All you need to do is go to mrm.org, go to the donate button on the right side at the top of the main page, and put in your amount. In the add a note section, if you do us a favor, put the letters PDF and then provide your radio station call letters. Or if you listen on podcasts, mention the state where you live. We'll send you an electronic copy of Bill's compiled quotes in the next week. 100% of the gifts go to our radio ministry.
Tomorrow, we're going to continue looking at a book that was given away as a Christmas gift by the First Presidency in the year 2015, The Teachings of Harold B. Lee.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.